Now, vocal confluence is waiting in the wings. We plan to feature 6 different performances, 6 different selections. And it's my pleasure. If you've not heard Barbershop Style Harmony, you're in for a real treat. And if you have heard it, you know exactly what it is you're about to hear. So let's now welcome members of Vocal Confluence.
Ain't got time for dancing.
Oh, that's just gonna have to wait a while.
Wait a while.
I ain't got time for messing around. No, no, and it's not my style. Now this whole town can slow you down. People taking the easy way. I know exactly where I'm going.
Getting
closer and closer every day. I'm closer every day.
Every day.
And now I'm almost there. There. Some people down here think I'm crazy, but I don't care. Trials and tribulations, well, I know, well, I've had my share. There ain't nothing gonna stop me now, cause I'm almost there. Nothing can stop me. Now I'll find a way somehow. Now I remember Mama told me.
My mom said that fairy tales can't come true, they come true.
So now you gotta make them happen. It all depends on you,
just you.
So I work real hard each every day. Now things for sure are going my way. Just doing what I do. Look out now, I'm coming through, and I'm almost there.
Making time,
I'm almost there.
Lots of
people come here from everywhere, and I'm almost there.
Well, I'm almost there.
I'm gonna
take my time, I know what to do. I'll finally make my dream come true. I'm working hard each and every day,
and
I'm on my way,
I'm almost really there.
I gotta shout it out,
I'm on my way
without a care. All the haters call me crazy, but I just don't care. Trials and tribulations,
and
my life I'll share. There ain't nothing gonna stop me now, cause I'm almost there.
I'm almost there.
I'm on my way today, I'm there without a care.
Got Susan and Ryan and Jake and Alicia. I hope I got that right. Did I get it right?
Alicia.
Okay. I know an Alicia, an Alicia, and an Alicia. Oh, spelled that way. So I had a 1 in 3 chance. I'd like to meet each of you. And we'll just, you're all, I think each of you sing multiple times. The women, Susan and Alicia, I think are going to be singing each of the songs we're about to hear. Tell me a bit about yourself so folks can understand the people that are singing today.
Sure. I'm Alicia. I've been in the our barbershop choir, Vocal Confluence, for I think about 2 years. But in my daytime, I work in tech, and I just really love music as a hobby, and it's been a good community.
What caused you to get involved?
What caused me, sorry. I think definitely looking for community, and also it's, you know, hard to find music to be in with people after school. So this was a great opportunity to pursue that part.
That's great. Are you from Pittsburgh originally, this area?
No, I'm originally from upstate New York, around Saratoga Springs area.
Great. Well, I'm glad you're here and staying here. Now, I know the answers to a lot of these questions, but I'm going to answer them anyways, or ask them anyways. Susan Hawkins is here. Can you talk a little bit about your involvement with Vocal Confluence?
I would love to, Larry. Thank you. It started when my husband was singing in the all men's group, and they didn't have a mixed chorus. And he said, we should sing in a quartet. So we learned one song and walked up and down Carson Street singing the one song we knew. And then Vocal Confluence decided to become All Voices. Now everyone is welcome. And that was 2019, and I've been in the group ever since.
That's really ahead of its time. In some respects, it might seem as you're listening like, wait, it took them that long, but in the world of barbershop style harmony, there are some strong, long traditions. And one of them was Sweet Adelines was the group for women. And then you had a group for men, and Never the Twain Shall Meet. And Vocal Confluence, as its name signifies, brings everybody together, which is just incredible.
One fun fact is our chorus was the very first All Voices chorus to win our district in their convention, and that was very exciting.
That's great. When you marched around the South Side and singing the one song you all knew, what was it?
It was Java Jive.
I like it. I thought it might be there's a tavern in the town, or of which there are many there. So you met two of the members, half of the quartet. Let's meet the other two.
Hi, yes, I'm Jake. I'm obviously also from Vocal Confluence. I've been in the group for about 2 years now, and I actually found it through a Facebook group. It was auditions and that, and so I ended up after college, I was really, wanting a community around singing. And, this was just the perfect fit for me. As soon as I came to the first rehearsal, I knew it was meant to be. So
that's great. Are you from the area originally?
Yes, born and raised.
Yeah. Excellent. Whereabouts?
Near Robinson Township, Montour School District. So it's where I was born and raised.
Let's see. Spartans, right? Spartans?
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Had to go into my, deep into my memory.
Also modest, but you should know that at the brigade, which I described to you, that we just came back from in Philadelphia, he was in the winning quartet of the 104 people that were there.
Congratulations. What was the name of that quartet?
Not half bad.
Not half bad. I like it, but not as much as I do the name of it, the Atlantic Harmony Brigade. I like that. And here's the last member of the group.
Yeah, my name is Ryan. I am new to Pittsburgh and new to Vocal Confluence. I just graduated from Case Western Reserve in Cleveland in May, and I'm now at Pitt for a master's, but I've been singing barbershop for a long time and knew that I wanted to get involved in my new home. And so I sought out Vocal Confluence and joined as soon as I could. And it's been great singing with these people.
I'm thrilled to hear that story. Could I ask what your master's will be in?
Sure. I'm doing a master's of teaching in secondary math education.
And what's your degree in from Case?
I did two majors, one in math and one in music.
That is terrific to hear. Thank you. Now, there's a little bit of a shuffle throughout the morning. Jake and Luke and Ryan are going to be moving around a little bit. Let's see. Ryan stays, and the part of Luke will be played by Jake. Do I have that right? Or Jake will be played by Luke. You heard almost there. And let's meet Luke briefly. Hello.
Hi, I'm Luke.
And I see you're a bass player by the name tag you've been labeled with. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and your involvement with the quartet, actually with Vocal Confluence?
Well, I've been a member with Vocal Confluence for about a year and three quarters now. I got back into singing. I sang barbershop in the 1990s here in Pittsburgh for 2 years. and family things happened, and I was away for a couple of decades, but I've always loved to sing. So I'm back, and I found my people. I found a community here, and it was amazing. So it's the happiest part of my life.
That's terrific, and I'm so happy to hear we've had pretty much everybody we've talked to, except Susan, not to single you out, but so far, that's been involved for about 2 to 3 years or so. So it's always nice when an organization is growing and you've got new people coming in amongst folks that have been there for a long time. We'll make sure we give you the website and talk about the process for getting involved. And we'll do that in a little bit. They're going to get ready to do their next number. I want to encourage you, if you have a message you'd like us to pass along to anybody, you can text us and I'll let them know. And you can text us at 412-200-5975. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Here again, a quartet from members of Vocal Confluence. Once again, members of Vocal Confluence, does anybody know a Brianna?
Yes.
Okay, who? Here.
Oh, love you, Brianna. Brianna was in Vocal Confluence from the very start and was actually one of my mentors and loved this course more than anything, but is now leading her own chorus in New England.
She writes, love you, Mama Hawk.
Oh, that's me.
I should have been able to put two and two together. Susie in Alexandria also writes to indicate how much she's enjoying listening too. So the women really are doing a lot of the work today. Susan and Alicia stay. And let's see, Steve is going to play the part of Luke, or no, Ryan, and Luke stays. Got it. Lots going on. So Luke stays. And I know with confidence I can ask Steve to tell us, how can people get involved with Vocal Confluence if they want to?
Well, for starters, if you go on the website, vocalconfluence.org, there's a guest form that you can fill out. It's brief, take a couple of minutes, and then schedule a time to come to one of our Monday evening rehearsals and check us out, see if you like what's going on. And then there's a process that takes you through a brief audition. And hopefully, if you like what you see, you'll become a member.
And people might be wondering, do I need to be perfect? Do I need to have experience? Is this a group for Juilliard vocal graduates? You have fine, very talented people, but from my observations, you've always found a way to get people involved.
Absolutely correct. I don't think there are very many who I would say would be professional level singers. Most have some experience, lots of high school, some college, and not many that are post-college, but somehow putting us together is really magic.
I never really thought about this, and I'm not somebody who's sung in a chorus or a choir. When you sing barbershop style, you're assigned one of four parts, right? I would imagine that kind of puts you in a comfort zone in terms of your range and where you will sound particularly good. Does that make sense?
Part of the audition process, when a visitor comes in, they're put with a member of our vocal development team who actually will run them through a set of things to determine where that person thinks they would best fit. And typically they're right on. Once in a while, someone will change parts after they start into a range that they feel more comfortable. But our music development team, which is all just volunteer members, do a great job with that.
That's good to know. So you'll make sure that there's a place you can fit. Now, this next song was one done by the Seekers. We'll see if folks recognize it.
Can I say a quick word about it? Steve and I have loved this song since we have the original album in our house. And we were looking, Steve did a lot of online research trying to find a choral arrangement of this song, and to our knowledge, there's never been an a cappella arrangement of this song. So Josh Gongware, one of our directors, specifically arranged this song for us. So it's very sentimental to us.
That's wonderful. Here again, members of Vocal Confluence.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-dum. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-dum. 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 There's a new world somewhere they call the Promised Land, and I'll be there someday if you will hold my hand.
Yes, I still need you there beside me.
No. No matter what I do, for I know I'll never find another you. There is always someone for each of us, they say, and you'll be my someone forever and a day.
Yes, I could search the whole world over until is through,
but I know I'll never find another you. It's a long, long journey, so stay by my side.
And
storm, you'll be my guide.
You'll be my guide.
Oh, if they gave me a fortune,
then my pleasure would be small.
Yes, I could lose it all tomorrow, and never mind at all.
But
if I should lose your love, dear,
then
I don't know what I'd do.
For I know
I'll never find another you.
Beautiful arrangement of that song. It's really nice to hear you do it. That's a song by The Seekers featuring members of Vocal Confluence. I know we have another rearrangement here. Actually, we're going to replace the two men. Steve and Luke leave. Ryan comes back and Stan will join us. But before they do, I have a text sent to 412-200-5975 that reads, "Hello, Saturday Light Brigade. This is Natalia." Ah, okay. Well, so
that's my girlfriend.
Well, that's good. She writes, "This is Natalia, a beginning barbershopper. I got to visit Vocal Confluence for one of their rehearsals this month. They are some of the most welcoming and talented musicians, at least one of them should be, right, I've ever gotten to sing with. And I encourage anyone interested in singing to try them out. They will have a blast." I'm glad this came up because I've been wanting to ask Ryan about the Secret Best Friends fan club t-shirt that he happens to be wearing.
I'd love to talk about it. So this shirt I got at last year's Atlantic Harmony Brigade in 2025, and the guest quartet that comes and judges and performs for us was Secret Best Friends, which is a quartet from Central Pennsylvania that has been a finalist at the international competition several times. And I have always been a big fan of their music and their performance. So I got a shirt to support them last year and thought it would be a great endorsement for the brigades in general, too.
I like it. And here I thought I was going to be dipping into some obscure pop culture item that is from, you know, after 1980, which would mean I wouldn't know much about it. And Natalia, thanks. Thank you for your text. You can text us at 412-200-5975 if you would like to. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. Let's talk to Stan since we haven't yet. Hello.
Hello, I'm Stan Kleja. I'm a member of Vocal Confluence as well. I've actually been a barbershopper since 2003. So love to sing, love to perform, great bunch of people. And we're having a youth harmony festival this year. So Young Voices in Barbershop Harmony, which will be on September 26th. It's going to be at Ross Elementary. We have Instant Classic, a gold medal quartet, coming in to teach the students. And we'll have information coming up on our website, vocalconfluence.org. You can fill out a contact form there if you want more information on it. But we're inviting educators from different schools to come and bring their choruses. So,
excellent. How young can you be?
We're focusing mostly on high school students. So if you're going into high school, like in the eighth grade range, probably there too. But we're hoping to get like anywhere from 70 up over maybe 100 students.
That is wonderful. And I don't want to get too far ahead of things, but Can you envision a quartet or a chorus that includes maybe a high school student and his or her parents?
There definitely is a family quartet that has actually done very, very well at international competition. And one of these two can probably speak more specifically, but they're called the something family, and I never can remember their name. But they are a family of singers. There are actually many where there are members of the same family, mom, dad, couple of kids, or any other combination of family members in a quartet. It's pretty exciting, actually.
And maybe you could nurture that here with this youth program that you have coming up over time. That's a great way to involve people. Members of Vocal Confluence, the next selection is called I Love Jazz.
Let's go down to the land of jazz, land of the blues and the razzmatazz. Take me down, I want to hear that sound. No other music has. It's got a start and an end, a heart and a friend to it. I love jazz, I love jazz. There's a style and a trick and a smile and a kick to it. I love jazz. Well, it came up from the Southland and it soon spread all around. It made the people sing and dance when they heard the brand new sound. Yeah, it's got a man and a miss, a plan and a kiss to it. I love jazz, I love jazz. It's got a happy feeling that I never ever felt. I never found a say I never felt before. An extra special something that no other music has. It's got everything, and I love jazz.
I love jazz.
Baby, baby, won't you take me down to the land of jazz? Let me hear the kind of blues that Memphis has.
Instead, if I want to set up
to a tune that's full of ginger and pep, pick them up and lay them down. Learn to do that old razzmatazz.
Baby,
baby, let me give you the warning that I won't be home until morning. Everybody's full of jazz, bro. In the loving land of jazz, the land of razzmatazz, the land of music with a start and an end, a heart and a friend to it. I love jazz, I love jazz. It's got a happy feeling that I never ever felt. I never felt, I say I never felt before. A certain very extra special something no other kind of music has. Well, it's got everything, and I love jazz. Take me to the land of jazz.
I love the jazz.
I want to hear the blues of Memphis has.
The razzmatazz.
Learn to do that old razzmatazz. I love jazz.
I love jazz. I love jazz.
Absolutely beautiful Vocal Confluence, members of Vocal Confluence performing as a quartet. And we mentioned earlier, it was mentioned that you can come to a rehearsal to learn more about the groups. And the rehearsals are Mondays from 7 to 9:30 at First Presbyterian Church of Edgewood. I imagine there might be a Monday like Labor Day when it might not happen. So I just got the cue, for that Monday. So if you go to vocalconfluence.org, you can double check to make sure the schedule is good. The next song, I have to make a special announcement about it. But first, let me see. It looks like Steve's coming back to replace Ryan. Not that he's really going to replace Ryan, don't worry, Natalie, or Natalia, don't worry, Natalia. So this next song was used in 1964 as a commercial for Hunt's Ketchup. Am I right about that?
It was written recently, but it was based on the Hunt's Ketchup ad from 1964.
Okay, and what I need to say, this is public radio. We don't have ads on public radio, but because of where we're located, nobody is ever going to, you know, defeat Heinz. So we can offer this knowing it will not have any influence whatsoever. It's called Haggard Little Tomato, and I can't wait to hear it.
The sun
has left and forgotten me. It's dark and I cannot see. Why does this rain pour down? I'm gonna drown in a sea, a deep blue sea. Confusion, somebody told me, I don't know who. Whenever you are sad and blue, feeling alone and left behind, just take a look inside you and you'll find, you just hold on tight through the night, cause things will be alright. And even when it's dark, not a bit of sparkling sunshine, spreading wings, just hang on to the vine. Soon you'll see that you will be divine. And if you start to cry, look up to the sky. Something's coming up ahead. Turn your tears to dew instead. And so I hold on to this advice. When change is hard and not so nice, if you listen to your heart the whole night through,
all the night through,
your sunny someday will come one day soon for you. So
you've got to hold on.
When it's dark, not a bit of sparkling sunshine, spreading wings, just hang on to the vine. Stay on, be divine. If you start to cry, look up to the sky. Something's coming up ahead. Turn your tears to dew instead. And so I hold on to this advice. When change is hard and not so nice, if you listen to your heart the whole night through, your sunny someday will come one day soon for you.
Very nice. The members of Vocal Confluence and the quartet. Did you name your internal quartets ever? I didn't think so. I saw shaking heads.
We do. For Vocal Confluence, there are multiple quartets, and they do all have names. We were just all people who attended this Harmony Brigade, and there your goal is to sing with as many people as possible in one weekend. So the only quartets that get named like Jake's are in a competition on Saturday night where you randomly get drawn with other people, and you may or may not have sung with them before, and you have to sing one of the 12 songs that we memorized.
But I think today we can be called the Saturday Light Brigade.
Oh, I like that. Hang on, we'll commission some jingles from you. I did want to point out September 26th at 5 at Russ Elementary School in the North Hills, especially for high school students, you need to be sponsored by a music educator. There's a form on the website of Vocal Confluence that you can get details on how to do that.
Yes, yeah. The information will be coming up this week, and there'll be a registration form there. We do ask that students are sponsored by an educator. The 5 o'clock, though, is our show. So the 5 o'clock show will be a public show, and there will be information on our website on how to get tickets to that show, and you can come see the students sing, and you can come see Vocal Confluence sing, and this, you know, little gold medal quartet we're going to have, Instant Classic. So
let me be sure. Are the students coming as an existing quartet from the school?
No, students are. So we're having a program. It's all day, and it will start actually at 9 a.m. And the students are going to come, and they're going to learn 2 songs, and they'll learn some tags, and they're going to learn about barbershop harmony. And the actual faculty will be the Gold Medal Quartet Instant Classic.
Okay, I'm glad we clarified this. So what a cool opportunity. You can either be a neophyte, or you can be somebody who sings but has always wanted to try barbershop style harmony. And you can just show up alone or with a friend, provided that you are sponsored by a music educator. That's important. But then once you get there, you can get training and be matched with others, and you will be part of the show that night. Do I have that right?
Yes, yeah. We ask that you pre-register, that actually we would like your educator, your teacher, to contact us beforehand, and we would schedule you and have you come in. Oh, and I didn't mention, but it's no cost.
What a great opportunity. So the bottom line is learn more at vocalconfluence.com.
I'd love to shout out to our directors, B. Rauch and Josh Gongaware. B has talked about doing a youth festival of some kind ever since Vocal Confluence started. He's very passionate about bringing barbershop to youth. And this has been a pet project, I think, that Stan's been working on as long as they've been talking about it. Steve's on the committee. Luke's on the committee, and you know, Alicia's on the committee. Actually, I'm on the committee. So,
who here isn't on the committee? Hans, anybody?
but it's, you know, our directors are so supportive, and I never thought I'd be singing on the radio. I started singing when I was 60, so I really didn't think I would be here. And they're so supportive and loving. And if you're willing to work hard, you can do this. You know, all you need is just the some of an ear that you can hear music, but you don't have to be accomplished. You just have to be willing and work hard.
Thanks, Susan. This is our last chance to talk for today before a song for Emily. Did anybody else have anything they wanted to say? Well, I want to say thank you to all of you, Steve, Susan, Stan, Ryan, Alicia, and Jake, and Luke for being here today. We're doing our last swap of the day. Now we have Jake along with Steve and Alicia and Susan with Song for Emily.
As long as I got you, would you like to ride to the park on such a nice Sunday afternoon? How bad can it be as long as you got me and I got? Why, oh, you, I really hate it when your mouth a frown so lighten up my sweepy. Need to be blue as long as I got you and you. You got me. I'll pick a basket of daisies, and you can fill a jar with sunshine. We can get all silly and lazy,
make each other paper
valentines. Won't you come and walk with me a while? It's just as easy as 1, 2, 3, you see.
As good as new,
as long as I got you, and you got me. You can paint a rainbow, and we can roll around in the grass, and then we'll read some Lewis Carroll or Edgar Allan Poe.
We'll look through that
looking glass, that
so I'd like to take a ride in the car on such a nice Sunday afternoon. No need to be blue as long as I got you and you got me.
We'll drive way out in the boondocks and sip pink lemonade.
Don't forget
your boombox. We'll play the best of Doris Day.
Hey,
I really hate to see a tear in your eye.
So cheer up, my little chickadee.
You'll be so happy, it's true, as long as I got you and you got me.
Muddle through as long as I got you and as long as you got me.
As long as you got me.
As long as I got you, baby, me. Oh, my love.
There, you've got Vocal Confluence. Thank you. And I want to be sure you heard the website, vocalconfluence.org, vocalconfluence.org.